All right, so this is going to be a relatively quick background into how I became, I guess, like red pill or something like that. But I'm going to start like a while back, because I get asked this a lot in like in live streams. So, growing up, birth, but no, my parents were, they were married, they were together, and my mother died when I was 14. So that was about, I started, high school, and it was definitely a bit awkward. Your mom dies like right before you start high school. It was fucking awkward. So, I was confused. I kind of ran to playing a lot of video games a lot. And I think that pretty much like sealed in like, where my home in video games really came from was that time period. But yeah, so went to high school. This is a fun fact. I actually failed the ninth grade because I just didn't give a fuck. But I actually graduated within 4 years. So if you're in America, you know what I'm saying. Like it's usually 4 years for high school. I failed the ninth grade, had to retake a bunch of classes and do summer school. And me and a good friend of mine, we both failed ninth grade. But it was a situation where like nobody knew kind of thing. Like you could really keep it quiet. Nobody really knew. So not many people even know that about me. Failed ninth grade. Retook a bunch of classes, went to summer school, did that whole thing like every year because like I pretty much only passed like two or three classes like the first year of high school type shit. So after that, man, like good friend of mine, he went off to college like as soon as he finished high school. I stayed back, in the home city for a couple years. Of course, in those years, it's gonna be fucking horrible trying to even get a girlfriend. When you're younger, when you're a younger male, you're pretty much, this is just the reality of it, man. You are just at a huge disadvantage in a dating market because a girl in these ages, she's gonna be at her prime. Where us, men are valued based off our abilities to provide, our abilities to, to give. So we have nothing really to give other than hard dick and like, a hope for, for that she stays. And that's essentially it. So I remember finding I did, but weirdly enough, I did have a few sexy girlfriends in that time period, and they would kind of seek me out, and I didn't know why, but now I get it. It's because my personality. I was always the one who would like, do something crazy or different or do something loud or funny. So I would always kind of like incidentally attract women that way, but I didn't know. I had no idea what to do with them, kind of thing. I just fucked them and just kind of hoped I could just get away from them, kind of thing. So. Anyway, fast forward a couple years, I ended up going to college, and I told you guys my first degree is in biotechnology at a community college, and this was like weird because when you're in school, when you're in college, man, it's a pretty much safe bet. Like you really see a lot of women's nature, and I got to see a lot of women's nature from coming into college, pretty much being like the lowest of the low. I'm a freshman, but I'm like 20. I have no, history in anything. I have no skills, no traits, not much. I know how to play guitar, like little things like that. But I didn't really have anything to like really offer a woman for what woman sees, kind of thing. Other than bullshit. So I remember when I started, man. One of the biggest things that helped me grow was this, acting. I took an acting course, and I don't even know why I did it, but I took an acting course, and that helped me so much because when you go into that field, like we especially acting 101, nobody knows what they're doing, okay? And so you get to see other people not know what they're doing, and now you've got to go up in front of people and pretend to be something, but also pretend to be something and be believable at it. So I got to see firsthand from doing that most people are really like more afraid of you than you are of them, kind of thing. So at some point, it's going to trigger where somebody's going to have to take the lead. So for me, I think I was the kind of person who said, fuck it, I'll just take the lead. Probably because I was also a little older. I was like 20, 20 or 21 when I first went to college. So the acting helped out immensely with that. Of course, you made friends in acting and you get, girlfriends like that. You go always, if you go on to like our acting and shit like that, you'll find a girlfriend in that field. Because what I found also with acting or any kind of arts where you have to get up in front of people, see, there's a proper mixture that most women will go after. And one thing that acting did for me was when they see you go up there and just do something, as a solo lone male and you do something, like, and you do it confidently, like, women knack, like, women want to follow you when you do that. You see what I'm saying? Like, women crave the follow man with that. Now, when it's another girl, they can, like, oh, yeah, you know, it's cute. But when it's a guy, like, they start getting all dreamy-eyed and, you know, start to stare at you type shit like that. So, I learned a lot from acting. Then, oh, and then I remember I had one, like solid girlfriend. She was from the Philippines in that time period, too. She was cool. But then after that, coincidentally, what helped me out even more, I still wasn't the word to love where I am now, but it helped me out even more, it was this. I'm from Ohio, and this is in Dayton, Ohio, where I was going to school. And now heroin was, like, horrifically bad in Dayton, Ohio, right? To the point where, like, it was to the point where if you knew anybody, there was a good, like it was pretty much a guaranteed chance that either you had heroin or knew somebody who was doing heroin, or somebody you knew somebody, or they were doing heroin. Or knew somebody who had heroin and were doing heroin. So we got really, so prostitution rates in a college were fucking crazy. Because you got to remember, you're in college, you have no money, and people are looking for any kind of escape to feel better, shit like that, right? So prostitution went fucking nuts at this college. And the weird part was, like, I remember the neighborhood, like, where you could go get the drugs. And you would see all types of kids, like, kids from the private school that was, like, an elite school to, like, well, not elite, but it was a decent school to, like, the regular colleges, universities. Like, everybody would go to, like, the hood to go buy. You would see all types of people over there buying drugs. So prostitution, needless to say, you would get, like, a badass bitch sucking dick for, like, $10 or sucking a group of dudes off for, like, $10. So I got to learn a lot by watching. And I had, well, I told you guys about the girlfriend I had. She ended up getting hooked on heroin. And so I had a lot of practice watching, like, the behind the scenes work of how women categorize men, what they think of men. Like, women, when it comes to dealing with interpersonally with women, like, women are not stupid in that regard. Like in most cases, they're so smart, they're so higher up that they can appear to be stupid, but they know exactly the type of guy you are. If they're using you for money, if they're using you for a ride, they know exactly what they're doing. And their them and their girlfriends, they compare facts and logic. So I got a lot of practice watching, hanging out with these girls, watching these girls, like, sitting up while they're doing, like, while they're shooting fucking heroin up and taking turns sucking my dick. Like, I was, like, I had a lot of practice with them. But even then, though, I had a lot of practice, but you gotta remember, I'm in Ohio. So these girls, like, they're bad for Ohio. So when I had gone to New York City, California. I had gone to New York City a couple times. I hadn't been to California, Vegas, or anything yet. But the next level up of gang, well, there was another small level up when I was in Vegas. But the next big level up was when I got to Europe and I got to see women behind the scenes in brothels, hanging out, talking to them. That was where, like, my knowledge of my personal development of dealing with women, like, just skyrocketed. Like, I'm thinking of one girl right now. This is after, like, I came into my own as a man here, right? And I'm sitting there, and this bad. Most of them in the brothels in Prague will be sexy as fuck. Now you out of every 10, you'll have maybe 1 to 2 on a bad night, 3 that are just, like, not physically attractive. And a part of you actually wants to try them because now you're like, okay, this girl's not physically attractive. How is she surviving in here with these bad bitches? So part of you wants to try them. I tried one that was, she was like, okay. But, like, there was, like, some tall, big ones. You'd be like, how is she surviving with these sexy ass bitches? So I want to try those ugly bitches, but I'll be honest with you, I never tried, like, the fucked up ones. But I remember this one girl, I was, like, standing at the bar, and a girl, she just comes out and just grabs my dick. And it's like, ah, no, 1,500 crowns. It's like $60. I was like, what? And they start laughing because, like, they used to them being the ones telling you, you know, you got to pay to touch them. But they would run up and touch me and grab me by the dick or something like that. Or they would just come sit down because they just want money, man. It's what bitches want. They just want money. When it comes, so when it really got in my system that, like, I really got to see how women move, and then I compared it with what I would see in the real world. See, what I found was this. in the real world, women just try to go around it. You see, like, they really just try to go around the core of it. Like, because the core of it is, let's just be real. And I don't mean this to, like, talk shit about women. But the core of, like I say, to be a woman is to essentially be, like, a prostitute in some way. She know, woman knows she has to give you sex to get something out of you. You see, like, well, nowadays with OnlyFans, they don't even got to do that. Some guys are so fucking pathetic. But at the core, when a woman is, like, seriously dating, she knows she has to have sex with you to stay in your world. She knows it. It's just the reality. So what I came to find was that, like, in the real world, women were just kind of beating around the bush to get back to it. Unless, now, there's some girls who like to be used by men. That happens, too. But for the most part, every woman's got at least two or three guys that they're beating around the bush to just get something out of, so they'll, like dangle sex in front of his face. You see? So what I found, like, so that's personally my experience. I found that the brothel was more a natural human exchange, and it was peaceful, it was clean. Like I said, before I'd ever gone to a brothel, I thought it would be fucking just gross and disgusting. I thought it would be condoms stuck to the wall. I thought the women would be, like, you know, 45, smoking cigarettes with their tits sagging. And I thought, no, it was a whole complete opposite. Now, in the brothel here, now the brothel in Dresden I went to, it was pretty much that. But the one here in Prague, the ones here in Prague were usually better. There's a few, like, normal hotspots that people go to, but the one here that I'm thinking of that I would go to, that one was definitely, like, your worst time in there. You'd find at least an American 8, right? Worst case scenario. And from American speaking, just about an 8. Now, Europe, probably about a 6.5, 7. But yeah, so that's a quick backstory on me, man. So my growth, it took a while over time, but, like, once I started to travel and see women from a different light, like, when I got to see them with me being the foreigner and watching what they would go after, even if I didn't understand it fully, but, like, it was the core foundations, what I was able to put together of what they were going after. And then all the time remembering that, see, I used to be the guy they wouldn't go after. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I got to live both worlds. Like, so this is why, like, I don't feel sorry for women. This is why I don't feel sorry for when they get in an abusive relationship or whatever. I simply do not feel sorry for them, because I know that every woman has at least 3 or 4 beta orbiters praying that she pays them attention and she chooses to go off with, you know, some asshole guy. Every girl has it going on. Every girl, from the most beautiful to the most fat and fucked up. So this is why, personally, I've come to the part where I am now. Like, I don't mean that to talk bad about women. I'm meaning to say that this is the reality about them. You see, I grew into learning. Because one of my girlfriends, when I was 19, before I went to college, she was a stripper. And the thing was, she was a stripper, but I didn't even know she was a stripper. This is a weird story. Weirdly, we're actually related. Now we're legally related, because her sister married my cousin. Because I met them, because my cousin was dating this girl, and I would hang with my cousin, and we would always play video games. And when his girl's sister came by, she was like, back then, she was like the it girl. Like, when she walked to the room, everybody knew it, everybody wanted to fuck her, right? And I was actually, like, shy and afraid of her, because she was just the ick. I'm thinking, like, there's no way she'd want me. I might as well just move on and just laugh and have a good time and do what I want to do. There's no way she'd want me. So every now and then I'd come over to just visit my cousin, and her sister, the girl that my cousin was dating, she would go, like, you know, 555, 5555, that's her number, call it. I'm like, yeah, right, get the fuck out of here. Why would she want to talk to me? I'm fucking 19, 20. I don't have anything. You know, I have nothing. I live at home with my dad. There is no way this girl would want me. So over time, I would hang out with them to go, you know, shopping or something like that. And then the bad girl would just happen to, like, come there. The fact that I wasn't paying her attention drove her crazy for me. So she would, like, find ways to come figure out where I was at to come be there to see if I would notice her. And, like, but at the time, I didn't know what I was doing. My self-esteem was so low, I'm thinking, like, look, there is no way. She could have, like, busted her pussy open for me, like, like literally while we were all hanging out, and I still would have been like, there's no way she wants me. There's got to be something behind it, you know, type shit. Like, but then, so then she even got my number and she would call me. I remember she would call me and I wouldn't pick up because I was scared. I was scared to death of her. There's a few girls I was scared to death of that was like that. They'd be bad as fuck. And I would be like, there's no way she can want me. Like, I'm nothing, you know? So we ended up fucking, all that went over. And I ended up going to college and doing all that shit. But yeah, man. Oh, what? Okay, but the reason I brought her up, the stripper, is because of this reason. So when we first started talking, I didn't know she was a stripper. And we, you know, we fucked a few times. She would pay for the hotel room. And we go to the hotel room. Because I remember when we went to the hotel room, this is a marker on how old I am. We went to the first time we went to a hotel room, it was the last Monday night football game. Now, I know you're thinking Monday night's on ESPN, but like Monday night football used to be on regular television. And this was, because I want to say it was the Colts versus the Buccaneers. I'm pretty sure the Colts was one of the teams. Because I remember, because it was the last Monday night football game. That's why I always, cause, and people made a big deal about it. But yeah. But the reason I brought it up was, that was another level of my growth. Because I remember one time after we got done fucking, she goes, well, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, sometimes we'll be out walking around and hanging out and somebody may recognize me. I was like, okay, that's cool. And she goes, okay. And then she goes, well, and then she, you know, keeps, you know, babbling on a bit. Let me make sure this shit's even still recording. Yeah, I'm at 16 minutes. Okay. Yeah. So she goes, she, you know, babbles on a little bit and then she goes, well, I used to dance. I was like, okay. Now, I think I even said, oh, you used to be a stripper or something. She goes, yeah. And because she was, I mean, this badass bitch was like worried about what I thought of her. That was the thing. And you know, and I had been playing the game so great, I didn't even realize what I was doing. You see what I'm saying? Because I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. This is long before Red Pill and MGTOW to go like ask these motherfuckers questions like, what am I doing? Or like, why is this working type shit? I didn't know what I was doing, man. So it ended up growing. So the reality of the scenario was she was actually cheating on her boyfriend, who was a lawyer, a successful attorney. She was cheating on him with me. And the thing was, like, I was so low in like the hierarchy of it to like no one would have ever guessed it that like she was fucking me, kind of thing. Because I remember they had a Christmas party over there because she was living with the dude. And I met him and everything. He had no idea. The guy had no idea I was fucking his girlfriend. No idea, man. And so what happened was, like, she was a stripper. So once she figured out that I was cool with her being a stripper, well, she would want me to drive her to use the attorney's car. It was a white Lexus. To drive her in a Lexus to like house parties where she would strip and do tricks with her girlfriends, you know, like in like a mat, like in the middle of the fucking flat or the middle of the basement type of shit. And this was another good learning experience because nobody thought that I was fucking her. Like no one would have thought I was fucking. They thought that I was running the girls, but they didn't think that I was fucking them because I would get like phone calls. People thought that I was in charge of them to sign them up for, you know, other spots, but I wasn't. Like she did all that herself. So I remember like because. Like, you know, she would be, they'd be naked, like, doing, like, they'd shoot, like a cue ball out of her pussy, do, like, a flip and shoot the ball out her, and she would do all types of shit. And I would watch guys, like, desperately try to, like, corner, get her in a corner and ask her, like, can they leave together or something like that, blah, blah, blah. And she would always feed them some bullshit line. They'd give her a little more money, and then all the money she would earn, she would spend it on me in the hotel room buying the beer and shit. Like, she would spend, like, all the money she would, like, most of the money she would make, she would come spend it on me. Because, like I said, I would drive them, and then when people would throw money, my job would be to go around with the fucking bag and pick up the money and put it in the bag, right? So, like, after, like, the gig was over, we'd go to the bedroom where me and the girls would go sit and hang out at, and we'd count the money, and we'd give each other, you know, our cut, and then we would leave. And then, I would always drop off the other girl because she would always have some girlfriend doing it. And then me and my girl, the stripper, we would go to the hotel room and fuck all night that night. It was just really weird, man. Like, so, like, I had that whole
my growing process and seeing it's the behind the scenes. See, when you watch porn, if you're trying to figure out bitches, watch those behind the scenes. Like, the behind the scenes is where you're going to learn how to deal with them. See, when it comes to just fucking, like I said, the guys, they used to come and approach the girl all the time, and she would never go home with them. Like, when it's just fucking, well, that's like, you know, it's the same. That coming up to a girl and approaching her with, like, or within the first few sentences of fucking, or talking to her about sex, that's the equivalent of you talking to a woman and within the first sentence saying, can I have some money? You know, you immediately just, like, you know, disregard. What is this? You immediately just, you know, either forget them or use them for that real quick because you're just maybe in a bind or something, and then you get the fuck out. You don't take them serious in any kind of fucking way. This is like a man with his money is the same thing with a woman and her sex and attention. It's the same thing. We both meet in the middle to get that proper exchange going. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, that I'm trying to think of other, like, in the middle experiences that I had like that, man. But yeah, I think I told you guys a story about the girl who we used to be cool, and I would, like, she would give me a blowjob to come pick her up and take her to the store, and it, you know, it would happen any time of day type shit. And then she got hooked on heroin, so it got to the point where I was like, look, I don't want heroin in my car. How about I just come to you? You can suck my dick, and I'll just give you $10 to go find somebody else to give you a ride to pick up heroin. And she agreed, and that's how, like, that prostitute, like, the flat-out prostitution started with her. And then I got in with her friends, and we did threesomes and all types of shit like that. Yeah, those girls were fucking wild, man. But, I got so many stories of dealing with bitches. Like, there was this one dude. See, this is how I figured out I wouldn't be good at porn. And this, I should make this another video. But this is how I figured out I wouldn't be good at porn. There's this one dude, he wanted me to fuck his wife, right? And he was like, but he was like a very open dude. Like one of those, like, damn near, what do you call those guys? Fucking hippies. He was damn near a hippie. Super open, he used to smoke weed. You know, he'd always have weed for me, but I don't smoke weed. But he would always want me to smoke weed with him. But he was super cool. Man, like, I would fuck his wife in front of him. But, like, I never came. I just couldn't get, because it was another dude in the room. You see what I'm saying? Like, so that's how I figured out, like, I probably wouldn't be good at porn unless, like, I filmed it. But even when I get aroused, I don't even think, oh, let me set the camera up real quick type shit. Like, it's just not part of me to do that. So, but yeah, I remember, like, I would fuck, but it got to the point, like, we would all hang out. Like, it was me, the dude, and the dude's wife. We would all, like, sit down and hang out. And she would be, like, super open, too. And I'd hear her side of it. Like, most women don't care about sex. It's, like, what they think they'll lose or gain with sex is what's important to them. Like, we would talk, man, and she would tell me how, like, it's like she would try to find other guys. But, like, the other guys, like, really weird. Like, and another thing, man, women really pay attention to how you dress, man. You really got to get on it. If you're not into dressing well, women, like, it don't matter what walk of life she's from, every woman will respect a well-dressed man. Now, some women may not want to fuck with him because she feels insecure, that because she doesn't feel like she's good enough to sit with that kind of man. But every woman, okay, I read this in an article somewhere a while back. A well-dressed man, okay, a man in a fitted tailored suit is the equivalent of a woman in lingerie. Of a sexy woman wearing lingerie. It's the same thing. Like, every man has, even if a man's gay, he has to respect a beautiful woman in sexy lingerie. Alright? It's just that thing. Alright? And a woman, even if a woman's a butch, a dyke, whatever the fuck, she has to respect that well-dressed man. Like, a well-dressed man, preferably, like I said, a tailored suit, a woman must respect that. It's in her, like, it don't matter where the fuck she's from on planet Earth. Deep down, she must respect that man. It's the same thing with men and women. Like, we have to respect that beautiful woman in well-fitting lingerie, you know, clean, well-done hair show. We have to respect it. We got to look at it. But yeah, man, with that girl, I used to fuck his wife. I fucked her about 2 or 3 times. Because the weird part was, they would always text me. I guess they would, like, get home from the bar. They would always text me at, like, 2 or 3 a.m. want me to come over to fuck his wife. And, like, halftime I'd be asleep. But I only actually made it out there about two or three times. Because, you know, some random night, I might be up playing a video game, then I get a text. So I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. If I'm not, like, if I feel like it, I'll come up type of shit. But we would talk, man, like, just pick women's brains, man. Like, if you get to around a woman and you want to get that growth, like, pick, like, don't be afraid to ask her questions. Like, don't be afraid to ask women direct questions. Like, I would say maybe I'd do it, like, at their place of employment. Because, like, one rule I've always had was this, man. I very rarely, if ever, tried to hit on a girl at her place of employment. Because, I want the girl to always feel like she can always get away if she didn't like me or something. So, like, when they're at a place of employment and you hit on them, well, now you know where she works. You see what I'm saying? So now she can feel trapped because she doesn't know if you're going to come back and, you know, keep hounding her and, you know, shit like, because she doesn't want to have to tell you no and all shit. Like, I personally have, since I can remember, very rarely did I, like, legitimately try to hit on a girl at her place of employment. Or, like, if I, for some reason I was giving a girl a ride home or something. Like, I want the girl to always feel like she can go back out in the world and disappear if she didn't feel comfortable. I always want them to feel that, like, they had a way out type of thing. But anyway, this is just like one segment I'm doing. I don't know if anybody's even gonna watch it or not, but what the hell? Fuck it. Let's go for it. I'm gonna put it in. This is gonna be just exclusively on Patreon. So if anybody has, like, a personal question they want me to, like, you know, answer or speak about my experience with it, I'll just put these, like, strictly on Patreon where it's just me and the camera. So yeah, man, I'm out. Have a good day.